School News Roll Call publication for Redondo Beach Unified School District. We open with an article by Dr. Stephen Keller, superintendent, as follows. Yes, we've all heard it. These are rough political times. What's the good news? Redondo Beach Unified School District is staying positive and optimistic in spite of the media's hype over the present state of our country. Yes, we made it through the Great Recession thanks to our forward-thinking and prudent Board of Education, but now we are faced with political strife in our country. Let me change the narrative and say we have much to be thankful for. Residents of Redondo Beach who supported Measures E, C, and E. Look at our facilities, our efforts to minimize our carbon footprint, and our technology. Safer schools, highlighted in last month's School News article. Higher test scores and student achievement. RBUSD is now a destination district. We officially hit the 10,000 student mark. Please note, there are no new large developments to point to for this growth, and our out-of-district permits have declined over the years. RBUSD graduates continue to attend elite, nationally ranked colleges and universities. RBUSD boasts a thriving PTA and Ed Foundation. The future looks bright with our upgraded facilities, excellent staff, new programs, terrific parents, and most importantly, the best students around. I am sometimes accused of being the glass half full leader or the positive spin doctor. Have at it. What's the alternative? Pessimism, negativity, blame, criticism, and despair? No, thank you. I would much rather my daughter have a leader who realistically sees a positive future for our students. Based on RBUSD's measurable and demonstrative results over the last several years, we have earned a strong sense of optimism. So enjoy that beverage that's half full. I'm willing to bet it tastes great. Thus ends Dr. Keller's article. Please, push our podcast button for an opportunity to win a Gazump game. The entry deadline is November 30. Good luck!